Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening. This is Ruthie Munoz. This evening we're going to do it a little bit differently. My co-host Grace, Vivian Grace Kelly, has had a family emergency and will not be joining us tonight. So I am on my own, but I am feeling really led to talk about loss this evening and how you can deal with experiencing loss, especially if this is your first time that this is going on. I'd like to start off tonight with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for being a faithful God and for being a God of compassion and of mercy. I just want to ask you to be with Grace and her family and to be with everyone that is experiencing a loss, that is experiencing grief. It's a very, very difficult emotion to have to deal with. And it's not something that we as humans always know how to deal with. And I just ask you to send in someone that can help them through this, dear Heavenly Father, to put your protective arms of mercy around them, to be able to lift them up, and to just walk with them through this, especially when they're not able to walk through it themselves. And I just thank you so much for being a father who we can turn to at all times, a father who is unconditionally loving and forgiving, and who can just protect us. And I just ask you to be with me tonight, dear Heavenly Father. I'm not sure what you have for me to say, but I just ask for your Holy Spirit to come in and speak through me. And if there's someone there that out there that is experiencing any type of loss, whether it's a job or a death in the family or whatever it may be, dear Heavenly Father, that you may speak to their heart. We ask all these things in your holy and precious name. Amen. So, Father, like I asked you, please be with me and just help me to say the right words. I consider myself to be almost a professional at loss. I've experienced so much loss throughout my life. And yet, having experienced a tremendous amount of loss in my life, I'm not able to deal with it the same way. Each time, each loss is a journey. You know, there's so many things and emotions that you go through, that it's something that you have to work through. My first memory of loss, I would say, was when I was 5 years old, and I lost my brother. He was 17 years old. He'd gone out to hang out with his best friend at their home. And I remember the family, it was a Saturday night, and we were all supposed to be painting. And he didn't show up, and the whole family was together. I remember so clearly as if it was today, and this is almost 39 years ago, that we were making fried chicken as a family, and my parents were really upset because my brother wasn't there, and he was making us late. And then the phone rang, and me being a precocious little five-year-old, I remember running to the phone and picking it up, and there being someone that I've never spoken to on the other line, asking me if he could speak to my mommy and daddy. And I remember I gave the phone to my mom, and the next thing I heard was this wailing. No, 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 no. My brother was 17 years old, and he was just this amazing, amazing guy, you know. And it's funny because you think when you're 5 years old, or when you think of a child, you don't think that their memories are that good. But children remember, and children remember more than we give them credit for. And it turned out that my brother had been shot in the head. Of course, all thoughts at that time of painting anything went out the door. It was just chaos. We were all at my grandparents' house that evening, and people running, and I couldn't quite understand what was going on, but I knew that something was really, really wrong. And my parents came back, I think it was the middle of the night, and my brother was still alive but in a coma. And, you know, he lasted for 3-4 days, something like that. He lingered. And then he passed away. And I remember going to his funeral, his wake. And that was, you know, the first time I'd ever been to something like that, that I could remember. And it was kind of a surreal thing, you know. As a child, you really don't know how to act, but you see everyone crying around you and everything. But to me, he just looked like he was sleeping, you know. And then, you know, he was gone. And this person that had been so big in my life, so instrumental, you know, who was an amazing big brother, who was so much fun, who looked out for me, was no longer there. And it's funny, not funny that he passed away, but funny how so many years later, like I said, it's next month will be 39 years that he passed away. I remember him as clearly as if it was yesterday. And I don't know, you know, why he was taken away so young, or why he had to die so violently. But I don't know, loss is something that you never really quite get over. You don't really ever forget it. You just learn at some point how to live with it. Each day becomes a little bit more manageable. Put one foot in front of the other, you get out of bed, you try to see the beauty in life, and one day you wake up and you realize that you can think about this person without falling apart. And just live on the memories that you have, and smile. And that is when you realize that you're getting over your grieving process. And grieving is very unique to each individual, because each of us grieves differently, and there is no correct amount of time for grieving. There is no, there isn't a time frame on what you should do today or tomorrow or what have you. You just have to work through it and hope that that you have people in your life that can walk you through it. But when all else fails, because the reality of it is that people forget. Sometimes people go on, you know, their lives call them to do other things, and sometimes people don't know how to deal with your loss or how to approach you, and so it makes it an uncomfortable situation. But the one thing that you always have is God. God will always be there for you. He will be there to walk you through the good times and the bad, and to just to get you through it. To get you through it in ways that you wouldn't think possible. And then there's, you know, other types of losses. There's the loss that you feel when you've lost your job. Maybe you've been there for 20 years, 30 years, 10 years, 5 years. It doesn't matter how long you've been at a place. But losing your job is like losing a part of you, losing a part of your identity. And it can be really hard. It can also be demoralizing, and it can make your insecurities come out, or make you doubt yourself, you know, as to your worth as a person, as a parent, as a provider, whatever it is. It plays with your mind. And, you know, sometimes we can be really flippant about it, going about it, saying, hey, you know, it's going to be okay, don't worry about it, things will work out, which is really easy to say if the situation is not yours. But for the person on the receiving end, the person that is going through this loss and experiencing it, those just sound like words to them. Sometimes insensitive words. And it can be really, really hard to receive what that other person is saying. Sometimes the loss can be something that hasn't happened yet. It could be that you have an illness of someone in your family, and you know that it's coming, but it hasn't yet come, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to deal with this. And sometimes you can't. Loss can be completely crippling. That's part of the grief process. There's so much that can be said . But what is the right thing to say to someone that is experiencing loss? You know, I remember when my dad was ill. He was in ICU for, I think it was 2 weeks. At the time, I'd been stationed in Italy when I got the call that my father was not well and I should return home immediately. They weren't sure how long he had. And I have to tell you that it was the longest 2 days of my life to get everything in order, get on a flight. And the entire flight, I remember, my mind was racing. Was he still with us? Was he not with us? Were they telling me the truth? Were they just downplaying it so that I wouldn't worry? Maybe he wasn't as sick as they were saying. And it was a 6-hour flight, and I tell you, it was complete and absolute torture. And I remember that I did something which you would probably think is really doesn't make any sense, but it made a lot of sense to me. And so one of the things that I did was when the flight attendant came through with that duty-free cart, I decided that if I bought my dad a lot of presents, that would make him well. And I bought a lot of presents that day, trying to figure out how I could make my daddy well. And, you know, he never even saw them. I ended up having to give them to someone else because no matter how many presents I bought for him, he wasn't going to get better. That wasn't what God had in place for him. And so I realize now what I didn't realize then, that I was going through the steps of grief, even though my dad had not yet passed away. And, you know, one of the steps that I was going through was denial. And then negotiating. And I remember praying to God, you know, and I don't remember having said to God that if he made him well, that I would do X, Y, or Z, even though sometimes that's a thing that we tend to do, you know, and that's our humanness, really, that's just something that is ingrained in us to do. And I'm sure that I did it, but I don't remember that. But I do remember buying the presents and thinking that if I bought the presents and my dad saw these presents, he was going to get better. And he didn't get better. It was tough for me. It was really tough for me because I was truly a daddy's girl. But, you know, somehow I survived it. And I remember being pregnant at the time. And it was tough because my daughter was born exactly 20 days from the day that my father died. And It was extremely difficult for me personally, and I'm talking years ago, 18 years ago, to be able to come to terms with having had said goodbye to a life and then turn around and be happy because there was a new life coming in. Don't get me wrong, I was extremely happy to be having this child, and I was so grateful that she was healthy, but I hadn't really been allowed to grieve. And it was a very difficult period of my life and something that, you know, I had to really work through. But, you know, I am not alone in this. I know that there are people out there that have dealt with grief, and some of you have been fortunate enough to not have ever had an opportunity to experience any loss. And when you do, it doesn't make it any harder or any less of a loss than someone who has experienced a lot of loss. I want to talk to you tonight about the stages of grief. There are five stages of grief. And like I said, I already mentioned one of them. And the first one is denial. And this applies to whether you've lost someone or you're about to lose someone, whether you've lost your job, whether your marriage has broken up, whatever loss is in your life, you go through a period of denial. And like I said, there are no time frames as to how long it's appropriate. It's appropriate however long your body and your mind takes to work through it. And when you go through denial, well, you're not willing to accept the situation. So, in a way, you're kind of living in a fantasy land, like I was when I was on that plane buying presents for my dad, thinking that he really couldn't have been that sick, but if I bought him some presents, he was going to get better. That was a classic case of denial. Then after you've dealt with denial and come to terms with that, there's a period of anger. And you're really upset. You go through this why me period. Why did this have to happen? And, of course, it's different in everyone, but it can be an impossible time to be around someone that's going through anger. And each person is different in who they get angry with. You know, they can get angry with the person who passed away. They can get angry with the situation. They can get angry with the illness, if it was an illness, or whatever the circumstance could be. And it's really interesting and important to note that a lot of times, like I said, part of the anger could be turned against the person who's left you, angry at them for leaving you. But this doesn't mean that you don't love the person. This is one of the steps of grief that you have to work through. And I have really found that leaning on God right then and there is crucial. Being able to pray through it, man, throw yourself on the ground and just ask God to have mercy on you and to get you through this, because it's difficult. But you will get through it. And then comes the next step of grief, which is bargaining. Again, I go back to the scenario that I told you with my dad, you know, where I was bargaining. I wanted to make sure that if I did X, Z would happen, you know. And that is not always the case. You can bargain as much as you want, but it's still not going to change the outcome. But this is a step of the grieving process. Another step is depression. And this is a really important step to understand that it can be something that is overwhelming. You can be filled with a feeling of hopelessness. You can have frustration, bitterness. There's a period even of self-pity. You know, you're mourning that loss. You're mourning the loss of whether it's the job, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a person that you've lost. And along with mourning that loss, you are mourning the loss of your hopes and your dreams. Whatever you had planned for the future that you weren't able to meet. You know, you weren't able to make those plans come to fruition. And it's a very difficult time. And it's a very tricky time, I think, because a lot of times people can confuse the depression that you go through in grief for something else. And there can be name tags that get attached to you. And I want to tell you right here and right now, depression is a normal part of grief, of the grieving period. Doesn't mean that you're crazy. Doesn't mean that you've lost your mind. Sometimes it is completely normal that you do not want to get out of bed. However, depression is very dangerous. And if you do feel depressed, you must talk to someone and seek help. Because depression, whether it's in a grieving period or in any other situation, can lead to a sense of hopelessness and can lead to other feelings that are not conducive to your well-being. And that's when you really need to reach out to someone, to anyone, to get some help, to get you through that difficult period in your life. I know for me, dealing with grief, especially this last time, you know, my mom passed away 2 years ago. I had in a period of, I don't know, about a year or so, I lost 6 people in my life. that's a lot of loss to go through. I remember a long time ago, I was filling out a questionnaire when I was in the service, and they were asking, have you had any life-altering moments in your life? And I was like, well, I don't know. So I looked through the list that they provided. And one of the things that they mentioned was, have you had a move? Who would have thought that that was a life-altering moment? But it is, because there's a lot of stress that is involved with a move. Have you had a child? A happy occasion, but still it's a stressful situation. You're bringing new life. Sometimes you're a new parent, so that brings on some other stressors of, how am I going to get through this? I don't know what I'm doing. But you know what? It all works out in the end. Have you dealt with loss? And all these different things that they had on this list, I would have never thought that all of them qualified for a major change in your life that could bring on stress. But they did. And, you know, one stressful situation in your life is able to alter you. Imagine having multiple ones. And it was really, really, really tough. And I won't lie to you, I'm still grieving for my mother. And in grieving for my mother, I realized that I started grieving for everyone else because I had never properly grieved. I never had allowed myself the opportunity to grieve because life must go on, you know. And when, with the exception of my brother, when all the other losses had happened in my life, well, you know, I was a single parent. I had two girls I needed to take care of. I didn't have time for grief. And so my life just went on. You do what you got to do. You take care of it. You put on that smile in your face. And you cry yourself to sleep at night if that's what it takes. But at some point, it's going to catch up with you. And it caught up with me when my mother passed away. And I cannot tell you how difficult that was. But the one thing that I found helped me when I felt that I had reached this hole that and no one could pull me out of, you know, I really started praying to God and just asking him to get me out of this, because I just, you know, was in deeper than I'd ever been. And I couldn't walk. Like, literally, my body paralyzed. My legs did anyway. And it just was a very difficult time. And I was able to find a group through my church. And I know that they have it in other churches as well throughout the country. And it's called Grief Share. And it's a group that meets once or twice a month. And it's different people that have experienced a loss. And there's a moderator, and there's just a lot of love in there. And you go there, and you can talk about what you're feeling. That maybe you find difficult to be able to talk about with the people in your life because, like I said at the beginning, quite frankly, sometimes it's not that people don't love you. It's just that sometimes people don't know how to deal with it, you know? And you know, people ask you, someone could ask you, hey, how are you doing? But sometimes they really don't want to know how you're doing. It's that comfort plastic thing that we tend to get into as human beings, where you ask someone a question, but you really don't wait for the answer. You don't have time to hear what their answer is. And so you move on. And when someone's really grieving, sometimes it feels like they want to dump on you if you're not the person that's grieving. And that go into that group, Grief Share, taught me a lot. And was able to walk me through my moment of grief. If you are dealing with grief, with a loss, reach out to someone, you know, whether it's a counseling center or look up Grief Share and see if there's something in your area, a trusted friend, a pastor. Most importantly, know that every step that you take, you are not alone. That God is there to walk with you. And at those times when you feel so overwhelmed that you don't know what you're going to do or what your next step is going to be, all you have to do is ask. And he will carry you through it. And he will get you through it. The last step of the grieving process is acceptance. You get to accept the loss. You come to terms with it. You realize that this wasn't your fault. That no amount of woulda, shoulda, coulda would have changed the outcome. And you just accept it. It doesn't mean that you don't mourn for them, but you come to terms with it. Once you've gotten to that point of the grieving period, you are home. You have gotten to the most crucial part of the process. And as hard as it is, you will survive. You'll be able to smile again. You'll be able to find interest in the things that interested you before that maybe you haven't been able to do recently. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to come to terms with your grief, with your loss. Because once you get to that point, then you're able to have the fond memories, to recall them, to relive them in your mind's eye, to maybe sit through and go through some photos or what have you and not be overwhelmed. And I don't know, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's difficult to explain, but once you've reached that period, you know it's going to be okay. And there's just different ways to deal with loss, but to be able to come through it and to be able to come through it on top is nothing short of the grace of God. And so I'd like to ask you if you're dealing with loss, or if you've dealt with loss, is there something that we can pray for you? Is there any type of advice that you'd like to share with others on how they can best deal with loss? There is. Email us at ruthie@thereborn identity.com. And let us know what you think. Let us know ways that we, as a community here at the Reborn Identity, can help one another in dealing with loss. I'm going to take a small break and play this song, It Is Well For You. It is well. It is well with my soul. And when you're experiencing loss, you do not see that. How could it be well when everything as you know it has changed? But it will. It will get better. You just have to deal with the steps of grief. Work through them. Speak to God in your quiet time. And you know, sometimes it will be hard to have quiet time. It will be hard to even be able to pray. And when that happens, have a friend that you can call and say, hey, I can't do it. I can't do it today. Today is just so hard for me. Can you please pray for me? Can you pray with me? I have one of those friends. Father knows how many times I have called this lady, crying so hard that for the life of me, I don't know how she's understood a word that I said. But she has. And when I haven't been able to get the words out myself, she's been able to pray through it for me. That's all you need, one person, maybe two, just in case the other person's not available. But you will get through it. And one day, soon, it will be well with your soul again. It is at the most difficult of times that God will walk you through it. My favorite poem or prayer is the one that talks about at the most difficult of times. And there was only one footstep in the sand. And I thought I was the most alone. That was when God had picked me up and carried me. And that was why there was only one footstep, because he was carrying me when I couldn't carry myself. And he will carry you when it seems that you are at your bleakest, when it seems that you cannot go on. He will carry you. I want to read from a devotional that I have that's called Through a Season of Grief. Devotions for your journey from mourning to joy. And it tells you that joy can return. It does get better. You will experience joy again. In her book, A Passage to Grief, Barbara Baumgartner writes, "They told me one day I would go 24 hours without thinking of my loss. I told them they were crazy." They weren't crazy. They were right. At first, I felt guilt, then elation. God is the source of your hope and joy. Believe these words of Jesus in John 16. "I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy." Jesus goes on to continue. "A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." This can be found in John 16, verses 20 through 22. And at times there will be that feeling that you don't remember what joy feels like because you're so caught up in grieving. This is normal, but joy will return and it will be well with your soul. I thank you so much for listening in to our special edition of the Reborn Identity tonight, dealing with loss. And I just pray that if you are experiencing loss, or if you know of someone that is experiencing loss, that God will provide you with what you need to get through it, or to help your friend or loved one get through it. Please join us next week when we'll be back to our regularly scheduled 2-hour show. And the topic will be, can you trust after being let down by your pastor? I hope that as you go into this week, that each day will be a new beginning of wonderful and amazing possibilities. Thank you for listening. And if you have any prayer requests or anything, any way that we can help you, please don't forget to write us at Ruthie, R-U-T-H-Y, at the reborn identity.com. Some thoughts to consider. Have a wonderful day.
Thoughts to consider.
You are not alone. As Jesus said, in John 16, joy will come again.
The Reborn Identity Blog Talk Radio was brought to you by the following sponsors: Rushing Media, a full-service public relations marketing and strategy company; Creative Network Solutions, creating possibilities for the future of your business; Pillow Enterprises, a professional services company serving the needs of our individuals with notary, title abstract, insurance, real estate, and photography services; and Hype Seminars, preparing, exploring, achieving the power of choice.
Thank you once again for listening. This is Ruthie Munoz with the Reborn Identity Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful week in the Lord, and we'll see you on Sunday.